Set in an apple orchard in the foothills of the Berkshires, PS21 Chatham presents the annual Chatham Dance Festival every August and a performing arts festival of music and theater in June and July. PS21 Chatham programming also includes free performances for kids, dance and theater workshops, community sings, and free movie screenings. Performances are presented from mid-June through Labor Day. PS21 was founded under the leadership of PS21's board president Judy Grunberg in 1999 to bring world-class performances to Columbia County and adjacent counties. We get a preview this morning of the incredible season they've put forth with Judy, and also welcome Amanda Boyd. Amanda is a professional singer who is participating in two of this summer's events, one of them called Summer Shtick, which we'll talk about, which sounds very fun. And then also as a soloist in a Bach program, which will open the season. So it's a great pleasure to welcome both Amanda and Judy to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
A great pleasure. Judy, it's always a wonderful thing to talk about the season that's coming up at PS21. So how did you put all this together this year?
Oh, gosh, I thought you'd never ask. Well, with difficulty. No, it gets a little bit easier each year because, you know, every year we find different ways of doing things, and we are not quite as stressed. But it is our 10th year, and does this mean it's our 10th interview before these microphones?
Sounds that way, sure.
Okay, could be. But it's Amanda's first time up here with us, and this is so exciting because I did want to say Amanda has been with us over a number of years, number of different performances, maybe even beginning possibly our first or second year when we did Bernstein.
2007, yes.
And as you said, she's going to be in two different performances this year. We're going to talk mostly about July and June because the dance festival in August will be another conversation.
Sure.
So we probably don't have enough time to talk about that. We are opening with the Bach. It's the Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert, the 10th year of that, because my husband, Paul, was a huge Bach fan, as was I. And it's a way of honoring him and, of course, Bach, and getting people to come and sit quietly and listen to Bach for an hour and a half every year, which is a great pleasure for all of us. And Amanda has been, possibly you've been in rehearsals already for the Bach?
I've been rehearsing in my studio, and then we go into rehearsals with the orchestra and with the other soloists next week. Which is very exciting.
Do you want to talk about
it? Yeah, can you give us a little hint as to what will be going on? What can people expect out of the evening? It's like an hour and a half of just beautiful music, right?
It's in the afternoon, I believe.
2 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah. And it's just beautiful Bach cantatas and motets and an organ concerto.
And the instrumental and the piece, concerto for violin and oboe.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a mixed up. It's some vocal music and some instrumental music under the direction of David Smith, who happens by chance to have moved to Kinderhook and has formed an amazing chorus and orchestra. So he's put this together.
Artistic director and conductor. And it's Bach Music for Voices and Instruments. And this takes place on Sunday, so a week from Sunday,
yep,
at 2 o'clock. And
under the tent.
Under the tent. It's a beautiful. Did you think when 10 years ago you put up this tent that you'd be still doing this?
I don't know. I didn't know if I'd still be anywhere. Right? No, I didn't. Well, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Sure.
You know? But this may very well be the last year of the tent. Not because we're closing for good, but because we're hoping to have a building by next year, a structure that will replace the tent.
Yeah.
It will be a lot more comfortable for the audience and the performers. But we'll talk about that another time.
Okay, yeah.
But those of you who have never been to this tent, and this is your last year to be under it, and people love it. You know, I know people will be very sad to see it go.
It's very special. You feel as though you're in the Umbrian Hills. You really do. You feel transported.
Is that how you feel? Yes. I've never had that feeling. That's
every
great.
Every time I sing there, I feel like I'm in this magical Tuscan or Umbrian place in the hills. It's just so magical. But we're going from the sublime to the ridiculous. Well, I am anyway, because then we go to Summer Shtick.
Yes.
On July 10th.
And that's Friday night, and that is an evening of comic mayhem.
Yes. Comic mayhem with potpourri of parodies and jokes and songs, and you know, I'm a soprano from the classical world, so this is a whole other venture into comedy and fun. It should be a laugh.
And she's going to be working with Nancy Rothman and Robert Zuckerman. And I think Nancy came up here once and
yes.
Talked to you. And in fact, it was her imitation of Julia Child that prevented me from seeing the officer the year that I got the speeding ticket. But let's not talk about that.
That's right. One year, Judy was coming up and she got a speeding ticket on her way up. And,
but Nancy Rothman and Robert Zuckerman are incredibly versatile actors and comedians and are working with Amanda on this evening. I really don't even know much about it except that it's going to be hilariously funny. Amanda did, I think, have a rehearsal or something.
Last night, we've had two rehearsals. Last night, we had a very involved, long rehearsal. And I'll just give you a very small hint. The hills will be alive.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
So, with the sound of music?
Perhaps.
Okay.
You'll have to come and see.
And possibly the sound of laughing.
Comedy and laughter, of course. So that is Summer Shtick, and that takes place on Friday night, July 10th at 8 o'clock. All right. And that's just some of the things
that's
going
some.
On. And then we have...
But the week before Summer Shtick is the Hudson Air Radio Theater, which I believe this is going to be our third year of working with this group of actors on the ideas to have live radio. Some of us grew up during the radio time.
Yes.
I mean, and you guys are, you know, weren't even born. you know, I mean, when you already had television when you were born, but we didn't have any of that stuff. When I was growing up, we had two things, radio and movies. So that's why I'm like a movie fan and a radio fan. Anyway, they do a wonderful job. Lincoln Mayorga does the music direction, and it's Andrew Jaffe directs it. And every year there are different plays, either original or adapted from works of literature. And there's a bunch. The most fun part, of course, are the sound effects, which those of us who love radio, that's the best thing about radio. In fact, right now, Joe, we can... Oh, look what happened! Oh, sorry.
Judy. It's a lot of banging and slamming there, Judy.
I was trying to illustrate my point.
Okay, well, okay, good.
How much time do we have? Should
I continue? We have a few more minutes, sure.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to go on with the July program of music.
Okay,
now, on...
just our sound man will have a heart attack if you do that again.
On July
the springs 11th. Don't know what to do.
But you know, the thing is that these people are kind of well known, and I did want to mention their
names.
There's
Go
a
ahead.
Guy, Dom Flemons, and actually, I think I heard him on public radio recently. I don't know if he was on WAMC or what, but he does
the American
amazing.
Songster.
Yes, he is amazing. He does old-time folk music, and he does ragtime, blues, southern folk, jug band, string band. He plays many, many instruments. He's a total, what you would call, multi-instrumentalist.
Yes.
And he's coming with his trio on July 11th. And that, you know, we always try to have a variety of music. We don't do a lot of classical in the summer because there is so much around our area and in the Berkshires. So we try to concentrate on unusual music combinations or unusual instruments that may not be around every day. And there are two more things I want to mention. The art of North Indian music with Steve Gorn, who plays bansuri. You may want to know what that is.
I was going to ask you.
I'm not
Can
sure.
You give us
oh,
sound
I think
effect?
There's a picture. I think there's a picture here. Oh, we're not on television.
No, back to the radio, Judy. You grew up on it, you know.
And there's and Samir Chatterjee is playing the tabla. And they're going to bring us this wonderful sort of old Hindustani tradition of the raga, which is a melodic mode, and the tala, which is the rhythmic cycle. And so there's like a flute kind of a thing and a drum kind of a thing.
Okay.
And then we have Villa Lobos Brothers. These are amazing Mexican brothers that play all kinds of instruments.
There are four brothers. There's
are four brothers, and they don't have a pizza restaurant. No, I didn't mean that. They're one of today's leading Mexican ensembles. I went up to see them when they were in the area, and they are fabulous, just fabulous. And then I just want to say something about the accordion. Can I do that?
Yeah, we have about a minute and a half for you to talk about as much as you want about
the
accordion.
A guy, Clues Sevcik, is playing the accordion, but he is not playing Lady of Spain.
Okay, no.
No. And he will not signal the end of the fun drive. He is extraordinary. He makes that instrument sound like any number of things. And he's playing with a guest. So they're accordion duos, and that is going to be on July 25th. You don't have to remember these dates because we're going to
give you the
website.
Right.
And one more thing.
Yes.
Ashley Bathgate, this amazing young cellist, will be playing in the afternoon and late in July. She has been playing with Bang on a Can for a really long time. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Absolutely.
And we have been able to get her away from Mass Mocha, where she will be performing during the month.
In the residency.
For an afternoon with us. And she is not only beautiful, which is not necessarily important for a musician, but she is incredibly gifted. I've heard her a number of times, and we are so happy to have her with us.
So it's Ashley Bathgate, and she'll be performing with Carl Larson on piano. She'll be performing on the cello, and that'll happen at the end of July, on July 26th. It's a Sunday.
Exactly.
And if you want to find out about all of this stuff, and then you'll come back and talk to us about August, right?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Okay, excellent. So it's PS21 Chatham for more information. PS21Chatham.org for more information. And you can find out all there is to know about this incredible season. PS21Chatham.org for more information. Amanda, have a wonderful time in your rehearsals. Best of luck.
And thank you
very enjoy. Much. It seems like you're doing a very eclectic work, so it seems like it's certainly far from boring and an awful lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's really wonderful that Judy has this platform for all of us to perform on.
Well, very nice to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in. Judy, always a thrill to have you here. Always very fun. And I wish you all the best putting all this together over the next couple days
and weeks.
Thank
you, Joe. Thank you so much.
Great pleasure. Again, more information at ps21chatham.org, ps21chatham.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.